listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 15th of July.
Rightio, that's Andy's go. Here's Mike to take care of the sponsor stuff and we'll be right back to hear what year Andy chose to remember that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
Hame, lots of stuff July 15th. So I guess we're back from ratings break.
And always refresh that kind of that time of year.
Shows in 08, 09, 10, 11, 13, 15 and 14.
Oh, my God, an embarrassment.
2008, we're not going to go there, but Elmo was on the show.
That was lovely.
That was awesome.
I was actually thinking about this the other day because I was chatting to someone who had worked with Agro, the Australian puppet.
Yes.
And Agro and Elmo are similar shaped puppets.
Yes.
They're kind of the same size. They got a similar head geometry, I think would be fair to say. Very different demeanors.
Very different demeanors.
Very different demeanors.
Yeah.
Both monsters. One obviously more aggressive than the other.
Agro, yeah.
And the other kind of more of a young monster who enjoys tickles and kindness. But Agro also works in radio. Is it Jamie Dunn?
Yes.
He does Brisbane radio.
Yes.
And so the guy that does Agro's voice and puppet work does Brizzy radio. And Agro's, you know, made a comeback. He's on an Uber Eats ad.
Yeah.
He was recently with Dr. Chris Brown. So,
and he was on Holy Moly.
And there's talks of a movie. Loose talks.
Loose, very loose.
Loose talks of a movie, an Agro movie.
Yeah.
On one of our friends.
It was kind of a comment that went... flew past the lunch.
I'm just saying, there's talks.
There is talks.
There's talks. It's certainly the talk that we've heard of a movie. But the reason I was thinking about Agro was the whole thing about when you have a puppet in the studio is Agro, from what I understand, Jamie's very big on this. He demands you look at the puppet to keep the theatre, the illusion. Don't look at the man in the studio doing the voice that's on mic. And Agro gets his own mic as well, even though that's obviously pointless. And I found it easy to look at Elmo because the guy operating Elmo and doing the voice and the puppeteer is very good, obviously, he's world class. Mm. And I was thinking to myself, I mean, this is not really going anywhere, but I was thinking to myself, I wonder if I would be as impressed with Agro were we to see him in the flesh, or would I be sneaking peeks at Jamie going, I think you're doing the voice.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not a slight on Jamie. What it is, it's me saying that Elmo was amazing.
It's more of a slight on the quality of Agro's hands.
Yep.
Because, you know, he's got those silly little – like, I just don't buy him for a second. and his eyelids always look quite worn.
Yeah.
You know, Agro's. It always looks like he needs a refurb.
Yeah, it feels like he's been behind the couch for about 15 years. And we're like, oh, here's Agro. We found
it. I thought he was at the old house. Elmo, you know, beautiful, like luscious coat.
We'd get
shiny fur.
We'd get upgraded.
And the bag.
Regularly.
And remember they were saying the bag that Elmo lives in when he travels and stuff, like gets his own seat and stuff. Like, no one's messing around with Elmo the puppet. I mean, the guy's, Elmo's a, you know, he's a $100 million business. Mm. So you look after Elmo. Again, not so much Agro, I wonder.
Hey, Elmo was on in 2008 alongside, and also they didn't appear together, but James McAvoy, the actor, was on that show with us as well. I want to jump forward to 2014 when I think we're probably doing the business brunch or happy hour.
Yep.
Things get a bit looser in those days. You spent the whole day trying to avoid the World Cup score, so it must have been the day after the World Cup final.
I remember
and
that.
You were really trying to
My
avoid.
My brother-in-law, also named Andy, was coming over that night to watch the game. And he's a massive football fan, like soccer. He's English. Mm. A massive football soccer fan. And it was really for his good.
Yep.
I think it was Spain in the final that year.
It was. And the other thing that happened that day was – we got very excited if a new food outlet got opened in the radio area because
you could graph the our on-air energy levels to a pretty accurate degree based on how recently good food options had opened in the South Melbourne region. Mm.
We started out in St Kilda.
Terrible.
And there was only one cafe.
For people that are familiar with the area, not the St Kilda you're thinking of, not Ackland Street.
No, we're on the Nepean Highway.
St Kilda Road, the end of St Kilda Road, start of Nepean Highway.
And there was one cafe that everyone went to.
And they didn't have to try.
They did not.
And, because you had offices.
And they didn't.
And they didn't. They knew they didn't have to, and they've backed it up because they had offices there that were a guaranteed customer base.
And so when we moved stations to South Melbourne, suddenly we had actual franchises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grilled, Nando's.
Hey, in 2014, there was a Mexican store that would promise to be opened.
Was it Mad Mex?
Mad Mex below the studio, and it hadn't been yet. And we were wondering, because we were really hanging out for this food to arrive.
Coming soon for so coming long.
So we both got council workers' outfits and posed as council workers to go through the store to see how complete it was, to see how close they were to getting it done. And
I probably in our heads too, thinking that if the owner was there, the manager was there going, well, we're still waiting for that, you know, for our exhaust permit, that we would have been able to go, oh, that's fine, mate.
Don't worry, mate.
We wouldn't ever ping you for that. You can just start.
So that was 2014, that day of July 15th. But in 2009 is where I want to find us today. We used to do a lot of things and a lot of pranks and sometimes just annoy our office workers, fellow office workers, because they were doing proper sales jobs and advertising and marketing jobs.
Yeah, the way a radio station works is it's basically a giant business that let's say has 100 people in the building and
Even
then
more.
In the corner, I'm just saying, like on average, let's say there's 100 people, in the corner proportionately there would then be 1.5 people in the corner doing the on-air stuff. The bit you hear of a radio station is like a really 1%. Small percentage of who's in that building. But it creates this weird dynamic where we're walking around dressed as council workers or in our underpants or whatever, just eating Mexican and just walking to the office to see what free stuff has been sent in that day. Mm. And then everyone else is in suits and stuff, like doing hard work.
Yes.
And it looks like you're in a co-working space. They're not the same business, but they are the same business. And so, it's a funny place to create a show from and comedy from because you're surrounded by like a serious open plan workspace all day, even though it has nothing to do with the headspace you're in on air. You just found yourself
playing with
often
them.
Thinking it'll be funny to torment those people.
Yes. And in 2009, you and I realized that there was cameras in the lift. The same elevator that had mirrors.
Awesome.
And so we asked the security guy, Fez, whether we could watch, sit in his security office and watch and see who checks themselves out the most and then out them live to the whole of Australia.
Seemed like a fair thing to do in a workplace where you're just coming into work to follow some sales leads.
Before we do that, Mike,
yes.
Give our sponsor a nod.
I will.
Thank you, bud.
Good on you, Mike.
Thanks.
But, hey, this is that moment.
The 15th of July, 2009.
Data ready. Experimental as anything.
Engage science.
Experimental as anything.
Experimental as anything.
Could be a bit longer.
That's what I was thinking. I was just pausing to make sure. But, yeah, you're right.
Should we run it again?
That's the opener of Experimentals Anything. Hamish and Andy driving you home. This is different experiments we like to take out on life.
We've had some crackers in the building here, and there was the time where I was convinced that the hand dryer in the bathroom was racist because it was only my white thong would set it off.
Yeah.
When I was trying to dry my thongs because they got wet, but my black one wouldn't.
Yes. And we found out that it is light-based.
It's light-based.
A lot of people rang in and said, guess what?
I've had the same thing.
Spilled something on my black bag, couldn't get it dried.
That was 3 to 4 minutes of pure scientific cutting-edge discovery. It was surfing a wave of discovery. It felt amazing.
This morning on the way in, Ham, our lifts, we should really explain what the lifts set up like, are just in the corners, the very corners, they're mirrors, right?
Yep.
And the majority of the wall is just, of course, normal wall.
Yeah.
I find myself often going across the mirror, checking myself out before I come into work. And then today I was looking at myself and then I looked up and went, hang on, there's a video camera in here.
Yeah, the security cameras.
I mean, someone's probably having a look at me, you know, just running their hands to their hair on a daily basis.
Now, the mirrors, a lot of people use the mirrors. We suspect it. Mm. As I don't know, I look in the mirror in the morning just as a psych up.
Yeah.
Just look in there and go, you will tell Andy you're in love with him today. You will, you will. Yeah. And then the door's open. I go, no, I can't. I'm such a weakling. I'm just going to pretend we're mates again.
So our experimental as anything today, we went and caught up with Fez, right? He is in charge of security here at the building.
He's a great guy too, because if something happens, you can yell, call the Fez. And it sounds a bit like call the feds.
He allowed us into mission control.
That's
and
amazing.
What we thought we'd do is watch the elevator.
Yeah.
And see which one of our co-workers here in the building perhaps uses the mirror a little too much. Maybe the ones that are a little bit more on the vain side. This is how the experiment went.
Okay, we are here at Security Central with Fez, who secures the building. How are you, Fez?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well. Now, Fez, thank you for letting us borrow your security screen in the lift today, the monitor.
That's right.
Have we chosen a good time, lunchtime?
Yes. I have seen personally myself people fixing up their, boobies and...
Will this all be available at fezelevatorvideos.com?
I think so, yes. And they're fixing up their parts and looking that everything is looking right in order. And
that's what we're doing here today, Fez. So we're going to watch these security cameras and can we just hang out in here for about 15 minutes?
Yeah, definitely. You can. And you will enjoy this video and the part. It will be good. It will be interesting.
So we sat and watched our co-workers in the lift for 20 minutes.
Who have we got here? All right, Cara. Cara will definitely...
No, she hasn't had a look.
She's just playing with her phone, putting it in her bag.
No, Cara's in the clear. Well done, Cara.
Well done, Cara.
Yeah, picture was more vain than that. Okay, Whitey's got in the lift, Ham.
Here we go.
Straight to the mirror.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Checking the teeth, doing some dental work. Yes, there's the hair sweep. And the collar! That is the trifecta. That's the vanity trifecta from Whitey. Brilliant. Here we go. Who have we got? That is Mel.
Mel. She's got a Lean Cuisine.
She's bought some Lean Cuisine for lunch.
She hasn't looked at herself yet.
That's all right. She's on her way up, just going past level one. Usually, she's opening the Lean Cuisine now. No, Mel, wait till you get to the kitchen. She's very hungry, but not vain.
Cam's entering the lift.
Cam Busby's in the lift. Let's see if the Buzz wants to check out himself. Yeah. He's standing back to appreciate the full view. He's giving it tough guy face. I can't tell from here, but I think he might have mouthed, are you talking to me? He's playing with his non-existent fringe. He's done a spin. He's done a spin like a model. Oh, my God. That is top shelf vanity.
Monty and Marcus have joined us in the lift now.
There's a pretty furious story being told.
Here we go. One of them's going to ground, and then the other one's going to lower basement, Ham. So there's a real chance...
The first person gets out, there'll be a fair bit of check-in from the other one.
Exactly. Monty's going to stay.
Money's going to stay. Okay, and now straight to the back. Straight to the back to check himself out. Doing up a button. Undoing a button. Brushing the hair. Looking at himself. And you can tell he's thinking, you've still got it, mate. You've still got it. Even leaning on the wall, seductively making love to his reflection.
And spun his keys like a revolver in the west in the wild west.
You've still got it. You've still got it.
Now... listening back, just as we're sitting here listening to it, I'm looking at you going, geez, how's me with the names? Yeah. I traditionally didn't know a lot of people's names in the office. So for me to be going, hey, that's
Cam
Mel,
Busby.
When I said Cam Busby, I went, what's going on here? Because I know I don't know that name. What was...
We had Sam, our producer,
next to us.
We had producers at the lifts.
Oh, that's right.
Saying... these guys coming in next.
Yeah, if Cam Busby's getting in. Because I'm like, I didn't recognize myself at all. That is not a sound. I might have been, like, that's like hearing myself speak fluent French. Mm. Like, pinging off, that's more names than I would have used in 3 years.
Yep. The other thing that Marshy, who puts this stuff together for, said at the end of that break, I said, stick around because we take up this action. Something happened that we're going to take up with someone straight after this. We go to a song and you just tell a rave about something completely different. So my guess is we We're going to play something. They've heard the elevator. Someone's run up and gone, I know what's going on. And it got kiboshed and it was never talked of again.
Yeah.
I don't know what it
why
is.
Why do I remember Trent being involved? Remember blonde-haired Trent?
Yeah, Trent, yeah. I just don't know what it is. But
I remember him being involved in some way. I don't remember him kiboshing anything. I remember him enjoying the segment.
Yeah. So
I have a memory of calling the office together for like a group meeting and then reading out who we'd filmed and named each other. Was that something else we did?
I feel like we might have done that. Yeah.
Because I thought that's what we were going to hear here, but wasn't. It was just us watching the video. But I definitely have a memory of doing something like this,
yep.
Like catching people out doing something and then calling like an all-staff meeting
yep.
to out people.
Because the other one we did, which was really harsh, was we did an automated service from the company saying, this year for Christmas, you've got the opportunity to give the money to charity or collect a hamper. What would you like, charity or hamper? And then we just like played that to different employees and they're going, hamper.
Hamper. And then we're like, beep. I think you said charity.
No, hamper.
No, hamper. Like, you have selected charity. And then we had Joe. Man, just Joe's going, I said I want my hamper.
That may have been when we got together for everybody and said, these are the hampers, these aren't. But anyway, we didn't. Something had happened in the ad break, or the song,
yeah.
Which meant we didn't do part two.
Just
stay be buried forever.
Just a fast pivot away from whatever that was. Good remembering it.
Listener.